You guys probably heard the tail end of us just kind of shooting the breeze over. We're at the Machinery Hall Association.
Were we on the air at that?
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, I mean, it's like literally we picked up the sound of slamming doors, the sound of people applauding in other directions. A lot of action going on. Every single guest we've had on, we could have kept on for 30 minutes. We just got to keep kind of moving through disappointedly because we only have so much limited time. We made another friend last night, somebody we know. Would you care to do the honors of introduction?
Oh, he and I go way back. Dave Heller is with us, TCA VP of Government Affairs at the Truckload Carriers Association. Wow, and we'll get a chance to get together again in June in St. Louis. Looking forward to that. But you've been on the program, been on the channel, a lot for years and years. And, of course, you are in government affairs, so there's nothing going on there.
All quiet.
What are you even doing here?
taking some time off, relaxing at the office. Yeah. I wish that was the case, right?
Yeah. So you're focusing on federal regs that are being tossed about on Capitol Hill, DOT. We have this. I've dubbed this as the age of reintroduction because we've seen not the introduction of new trucking bills, but the reintroduction of the Drive Safe Act and the Underride Act and all of the acts. Everybody's getting into the act.
Yeah, it's, that's business as usual in D.C. Everybody just kind of throws things out there, see what sticks to the wall. They did that last year when the House passed their transportation bill. They still, even though Biden had his infrastructure plan that he put forth last week, it's entirely different than a reauthorization bill that they've got to push because it's the same basic principle. It's going to expire in end of September. So everybody's going to start throwing a lot of bills out there just to see what sticks, inevitably, just to see if they can get it into the reauth bill, much like they did with the FAST Act and they did with MAP 21 before that. Same basic principle. It's almost a yearly endeavor.
It's interesting, too, because, you bring up a point of confusion that a lot of people have between a highway bill and an infrastructure bill. The highway bill is that's business as usual. That's an appropriation that we have to do every year to make sure that everything functions and works and all the stuff that people count on happens. The infrastructure bill is a one-time only discretionary sort of push.
Yep.
Into the economy. And in the case of the Biden administration, as we all know, it is stimulus part two. The idea is to keep overheat the economy and see what happens with everybody having a job on the corner kind of program. But in regards to the future of trucking, it's a big bill.
It is.
And the bill before that's a big bill. People don't realize that as well. Mm-hmm. So can you talk about what you guys do is such an interesting thing because there's so many things in those bills that we love.
Oh, yeah.
And so many things in those bills that we don't love.
Correct.
And it's like trying to figure out at what point you cross the Rubicon and either like, don't like it, but we're going to support it.
Yep.
Love so much of this, but we can't go here.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what you guys really have to do is figure out what your river crossing is, isn't it?
You got to know the lay of the land. And when you look at the infrastructure plan that the Biden administration put out, there were parts in there. It's great. We're going to devote dollars to roads and bridges. We definitely need those dollars. But it doesn't create a sustainable highway trust fund.
Right.
So, and that's what we use to keep those roads and bridges maintained. Sort of like buying a house, right? If you buy a house, but you don't have any money to put into it or fix it up, it's just going to crumble.
Right.
Same basic principle when it comes to this massively large infrastructure plan that the Biden administration put out. There are parts in there, just like you said, we like the dollars committed. We like the fact that they're going to do things on infrastructure, roads and bridges. But language like the PRO Act is certainly...
Right.
That's a non-starter. That's not even something we can live with. That's something that certainly has to come out of the bill. It just makes no sense that it's in there, especially if they go down and do a reconciliation type of format. It doesn't make much sense for it to be in there. Then when you switch gears...
And the parliamentarian ruled yesterday.
Yep.
They can do it. They can go 51 on it.
They can, but then the question becomes is... While it could be reconciliation, there are certain aspects of that reconciliation that can't be included,
right.
What was originally included. Much like minimum wage got taken out of the COVID reconciliation, the same thing could be said for the PRO Act. Does it really belong in that bill? Because there's really no budget ramifications for that. So, there's a lot of things, a lot of moving parts, and that's just infrastructure, to say nothing of reauthorization that Chairman DeFazio has said he's going to start pushing to get out, and he wants to have those talks in May. Remember, they're in a time frame, right? So September 30th, if we're looking at another continuing resolution, which is where we got to where we are now, but again, it becomes that everything gets thrown out there. Now, the biggest question is when you look at reauthorization, the last time we had that and we had the FAST Act, it really had no dollars attributed to it. There wasn't a fix to the Highway Trust Fund that should have been there. So it brought us to where we are today. Is there going to be that fix, and what does that fix look like? Where do the dollars come from?
Yeah, because the idea that what's being avoided here, and so much of what you guys are really pushing for, is, you know, the idea of long-term solutions. Mm-hmm. It's like, look, there's got to be some certainty in regards to roads. That's been always the big issue. Yep. The fact is, it always gets reauthorized. At some point, somebody, you know, kicks a can, moves a wire, and they fix it. But it's become this kind of like Groundhog Day situation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There are other fights to have, and it feels like it's almost like we're stuck on this one fight of, okay, move it down, continuing resolution, let's see where we get to the next point. So let me just kind of segue into this. Why are organizations like this one that we're here at and conferences like this so important for kind of getting the ball further down the field and helping people make that river crossing that we talked about?
Well, you know, it always makes just sense to surround yourself with people who are living basically the same lives as you live, dealing with the same problems you live. And this organization does such a great job at doing that. I've been to this meeting a few times already and always enjoy coming here and talking about it because everybody has the same problems. Everybody's talking about the same issues. You know, what are they doing with this? How can they fix these issues? And it's one of these things, there's really no secrets when it comes to safety issues out there. Everybody wants to do their best to improve safety on the roadways, and this meeting highlights it. It's the fact it's, you know, one of the first ones out of the gate in terms of live and in person, which is absolutely fantastic.
Fantastic, wasn't it?
Yeah, without a doubt. It's great to see old friends. You know, you haven't seen them in over a year, and it's, at that point, it's great. So this is a group of people that want to talk about the issues that are going on, the issues that they're dealing with as open deck type of operations. And it's an opportunity to get in front of their old friends again, and as opposed to virtual or phone calls or whatever. There's just a different vibe when it's face-to-face.
What's the great joke that when you have a smallish organization where attendance is like, where everybody shows up, it still feels great. And
yeah,
that's kind of the feeling here, the idea that it is a small organization, but people who are involved in it are so committed to it, they're all here.
Mm-hmm.
It's like everybody that could have gotten a chance to come has come, Dave. And it was like, we had a great, you know, and that sort of spirit kind of plays itself through. Let me ask you, before we went around, we're almost out of time. Can you believe
it's
this?
It's about time to plug the Machinery's Association's website again, because we haven't said it in a couple of minutes here. But for anybody interested in joining the organization, now's the time to do that, because now we are in the age of reintroduction in terms of bills in Washington. It's also the age of irony,
yep,
because we're in a crunch in terms of that highway trust fund.
Yeah.
Do we continue to try to raise the pump tax,
yep,
which is a diminishing, you know, as we get into the driver shortage, the drivers who are left are going to start making more money. The irony is that the fewer vehicles out there using gas and diesel, you're going to have to pay more. And we'll have to balance this out somehow, and now's the time.
Well, yeah, and you know, we're in the position now as an industry where it's not only do we have to plan for right now and what the economy looks like right now in terms of vehicles, what types of vehicles, what they're paying at the pump, versus 10 years from now.
Exactly.
And what does that electric vehicle look like?
Guys, we are out of time. I told you, every guest we have, it's like, can you stick around? But we can't because we've got somebody else showing up. David, it's great to see you,
great,
man.
Great seeing you folks. It's great.
Dave Heller.
Thanks for having me.
Truckload Carriers Association.